Ruby. And I have a new microphone. I'm so excited. It is a blue microphone, and I don't mean the color. I mean the brand. It's actually one of those big silver things that look ancient from the old pictures of broadcasting. And it is called the Yeti. It cracks me up. It's good. This is straight out of the book. Congratulations on your purchase of the Yeti, the most advanced and versatile multi-pattern USB microphone roaming the wild today. So I got one, and it's really cool. I unpacked it. I did not eat the silica gel, so I will be returning next week for another podcast. You'll be happy to know. And I just got to put a little plug in here for Windows 7. I love Windows 7. I plug this microphone in with the USB cable, and a little window comes up and basically says, so yeah, you plugged in the Yeti, and we downloaded the driver for it, and it's all ready to go. So, yay, Windows 7. I don't want to get a bunch of mail about Macs. You guys rock too, but we all have our preferences. Okay, let's get on with the questions. First one. I've asked my wife to try pegging with me for my 40th birthday. We do watch porn together occasionally, and I'd love to show her a scene or two of an intimate pegging session. I agree with your article above. All of the porn I've seen in this niche is heavy on feminization, not interested, humiliation, also not interested, and dildo sucking, very not interested, and I also don't get this in any type of porn, including lesbian. I thought it was difficult finding an intimate anal scene where the female is on the receiving end, but I'm finding it just about impossible for the male on the receiving end. Can you recommend any sites or films or scenes that feature a well-done pegging session where the couple are being intimate and trying to give the man pleasure instead of humiliating him? Yes, I can. And the article that this man was referencing is on my blog, and it's How Porn Ruins Pegging. And what I would recommend for you to do is to go to the Yahoo Tribes Pegging 101, and I moderate that group, and it is specifically for people who enjoy intimate and sensual pegging without the BDSM element. If you put in Pegging 101 Yahoo Tribes in Google, it'll pop it right up, or you can go to the right-hand side of my blog, and in my blog role it has a link to it. Now, when you get there, you'll see one of the threads near the top that says Post Pegging Video Links Here. That is where the gold is. I check out every one that gets posted there, so try real hard to keep everything off there that has humiliation and degradation. And, you know, there is a gray area. It's to my sensitivities, and hopefully it's to yours as well and your wife's. But I can guarantee all the hardcore stuff is not there. I'm kind of with you on the dildo sucking stuff, but you know, there's a lot of people that totally get into that. It's like a fantasy thing of, you know, this is her cock and I'm going to go for it. So there are people who love that. Let's see. I actually wrote this guy and I told him that before I did the podcast, so I have a response already. He said, I perused a few of the links, and this is much more in line with what I'd like to experience, and something that my wife would also hopefully enjoy. I'll let you know if this is something that makes her more receptive to the idea of pegging. Well, please do, because we love success stories here. We want to hear how it goes. Next question. In your experience, does either the two-strap, one around each leg, or the G-string, one strap through the legs, provide more stimulation to the pegger than the other? The double looks more secure, but the G-string provides more direct contact to the vulva, clit, and anus, unless it irritates this region more. Thanks. There's a difference between stimulation and irritation, you're right. I haven't heard any women say it irritates this region. Really have not heard that ever. I have not tried a G-string harness. I immediately went to the two-strap. I did, in my searches on the internet, come across one blog where there was a lesbian that was talking about how the only way that she has found to... Well, she didn't say the only way, but she did say she hadn't managed to achieve an orgasm until she got that G-strap style, and the pressure of it on her clit was happened to be the thing that made it work. So that is one person that I have found on the internet, and I don't know if any other women have said that stimulation of the clit from the strap, I don't know of any other women that have said that. What I do know is that the two-strap is much more secure in terms of being able to really thrust, and you can get more directional with your strap on because you've just got more points of balance, more points of holding it down securely. So the two-strap is much better for that. And one more thing I want to mention is that the single strap that goes down underneath, the G-strap one, G-string style, that actually can get in the way if you're someone who likes to have that stimulated. If you like to have your lover stimulating your clit, or you know, reaching for your ass or your pussy while you're fucking him, if there's some kind of exchange there that's happening when you do the pegging, then it's really good to have those areas not, you know, covered up by a leather strap. That would actually kind of get in the way. So that's one way to look at it. When I was checking this out, I remembered a device that I found some time ago, and I found it on Babes and Horny, and that's B-A-B-E-S and then an N and then H-O-R-N-Y. You can find the website. And this is a little device called the Me Too, and it's a master of engineering. It's just a little piece of leather. But what it does is it takes a two-strap harness, and you put those two straps through this little piece of leather, and then it becomes a holder for whatever you want to put there. Of course, it has to fit there. It has to have a flared base. So it can be a butt plug. It can be a dildo. You can slide it forward. You can put a dildo in your vagina. You can put a dildo in your ass if you've got that kind of capacity. Or a butt plug, and you can have them vibrate. Of course, my dirty mind said, well, why couldn't you have two on the straps and put one in your vagina and one in your butt? That would be awesome. I don't know if that's possible. That's just something in Ruby's dirty mind. But another company that makes one as well is Aslan Leather. It's called a double up cuff. And you don't have to hurry and write these things down or anything, because it's on my blog if you haven't already seen it. This question from you, listener, actually got me to research that and write up a little piece on it. And it's really kind of cool because Aslan Leather has a little GIF that shows you exactly how it works. So if you have any questions about what are we talking here, it's really easy to see. It's pretty cool. And they're so cheap, too. I so have to get one of these. Oh, it's on my to-do list, absolutely, because, I don't know, I have this fantasy of just sort of having it all going at once, you know, and that'll just send me over the edge in a way I've never been over the edge before. Okay, next question. I was looking at your frequently asked questions to view your lube suggestions, and I noticed Maximus Lube was among them. I then went to my usual online sex shop, Love Honey, to see if they had it in storage. I found it, but was surprised to see the ingredients of the Maximus Lube, which contains four different types of parabens: methyl, ethyl, propyl, and butyl paraben. Butyl and propyl paraben are both known to be endocrine disrupting and are suspected of causing breast cancer. There's lots of info to be found from Google. Check Wikipedia paraben for more info about the various types of parabens. I remember your articles regarding toxic sex toys and figured this might be of interest. It really is of interest, and I so appreciate you writing in. This is an interesting subject for me because in some areas I'm a real purist, like organic strawberries. Man, they gotta be organic. But with ass lube, specifically anal lube, I do tend to be less purist. Yes, Maximus has the parabens, and you know, I've been taken to task by some people who have said, oh my gosh, that stuff burns, I would never ever use it again. Yeah, these people have an allergy to parabens, and so they should never use Maximus, which is one of the reasons when I talk about finding the lube that works for you, a really good thing to do is to buy small bottles, small sample sizes, so that you can check these out and make sure it's really what you want and that it doesn't react with you. So I don't react to it, and it works marvelously for me and the men that I have used it with. So I just have to say that it's actually the texture of it and how long it lasts as a water-based lube. I just haven't found anything better. So it is formulated to be biostatic, and that means that should it be exposed to any bacteria, yeast, infection, or fungal spores, it stops them from spreading. And it is non-glycerin, which is thought to be better for women prone to yeast infections. There's actually no studies that prove that, but since sugar feeds yeast infections, it's a pretty good premise to go on. And if nothing else, if you have a yeast infection, it could make it worse. So there's no glycerin in it, which is kind of cool. And that's, you know, that's about it. As far as the glycerin stuff and the sugar and lubes, but let me go off on a sidetrack here. Dan Savage said it the best. Don't bother messing with the flavored lubes, please, because eating and fucking are separate. I love that Dan Savage said that. And I would totally agree. There's no point in getting something that's all sugared up and flavored to put in a woman's pussy so that you can eat it or put on a guy's cock. It's just, you know, let's keep these things separate and just make a lube something that, you know, I mean, a cock should taste like a cock and a pussy should taste like a pussy. There you go. I think Dan said that too. So thanks, Dan. Alrighty. Now the other lube that I wanted to talk about is Boy Butter H2O. It's also called You Won't Believe It's Not Boy Butter. That is my other favorite, and I, you know, because of your letter, I actually checked the parabens in that, and there are two kinds of parabens in that product. It says that it's below FDA recommended amount, which is common for these lubes. They usually don't max it out. But this one does have glycerin as well. I do not have problems with yeast infection, so it's not a problem for me. And they also throw in some kind of antimicrobial ingredient. I really like both of those a lot, and I haven't found anything better. But really what I need to do is to take a tour of the natural, organic, no bad ingredient lubes and see if I can find one that is close to Maximus in terms of satisfaction in my world. I highly encourage everyone who is concerned about these ingredients to research it and go out and find an alternative. Mine is not perfect, but it works the best for me. Next question. Any thoughts or plans on making your podcast available on iTunes? Yes, this is actually on my to-do list, and it's getting up near the top. I need to have a WordPress plugin, and then I think it's fairly simple from there, and I'll be able to figure it out. But should there be any techie dudes out there that would like to trade for a membership, or if they're local and they would like to train, they would like strap-on training with their girlfriend, obviously. It's all talk, it's no demonstration, but a private class or something, I'd be happy to do a trade. Because I really need a little bit of website development stuff. And I'm not finding anyone who understands that there are other platforms other than just Mac. The last two people I had were just floored that I wanted them to make sure that it looks just as good on Firefox, because it didn't. And they really had no way to check in all the browsers, and I thought that was pretty basic for a web developer. Okay, I'm stopping my rant, but if there's anybody out there that wants to trade, that would be awesome. The next thing I have for you is this way cool comment I got. I don't know if any of you know about Strap-On Joe. Strap-On Joe is a lovely, gorgeous woman who describes herself thusly: a nomadic, professional ass-fucker and notorious slut. She cruises around the country and has strap-on services, and she has a website called StrapOnJoe.com. No spaces, no periods, no anything. Just StrapOnJoe.com. And she, I friended her on FetLife, and she wrote me a message and said this. I finally got around to checking out your website. It's awesome. I like your convincing her to try it page, especially the part about if you want to play with her ass, reassure her that your cock is not on the agenda. This is so crucial, and it is so hard for guys to wrap their heads around. I also totally agree with the suggestion of don't ask for the strap-on right off the bat. Start by asking for fingers, and think you could improve the page by featuring that idea more prominently or earlier in the piece. So many guys come to me because they jumped into asking for the strap-on and got turned down when they probably would have been fine if they started by asking for fingers. I also like your emphasis on the idea that the guy needs to actually care about his partner's pleasure, not just assume that someone will want to do them without any form of reciprocity. The one thing I'd add to the convincing her page is a quote that I'd love attributed to me if you don't mind. And absolutely, I'm going to read this baby on the podcast because it's way cool, and it will be on that page. Here's what Strap-on Joe says. Women are like dogs, in that we can smell fear. If, when you ask us to play with your ass, you are worried or nervous, we will sense it and think you're asking for something weird. If you project confidence that you're asking for something totally normal, we're more likely to agree. That's excellent. You got it, Joe. I'll put that in the article, no problem. And happy pegging to you, sister. Oh. Well, let's see here. Okay, I've run across a number of questions recently in my travels across the internet that are questions about, okay, my girlfriend said yes, or my boyfriend said yes, and now we're going to be shopping for equipment and, you know, give us some ideas. And sometimes these posts have actual links to toys that they're considering. And I gotta tell you, there's a lot of crappy toys out there. Every time I see these posts, it's like, I really need to make a cut and paste about how jelly toys are bad. I mean, you know, most of you listeners have read the stuff about toxic toys on my blog, and you know what the deal is. But if you're gonna buy toys, first of all, buy quality and buy once. Because otherwise, if you buy the cheap shit, it's going to break, it's going to be toxic, it's going to smell, it's not going to be sterile. There's a whole bunch of things that can go wrong. So yeah, buy once, buy quality. But the whole toxic toy stuff is just really something people need to be much more aware of. And there is a safety material index on Eden Fantasy's website, and it is one of the most complete that I've ever seen in terms of having all of the brand names of the materials that different sex toys are composed of. Okay, I just spent some time on Eden Fantasy's website trying to figure out how to tell you to get to this wonderful index of different sex toy materials. And you know, I can't find a good way to get there. This is ridiculous. So I'm just going to tell you exactly what the web address is. EdenFantasies.com, and that is spelled EdenFantasies.com/sex-guides-and-tips/guides/materials. And you're there. The other thing you can do, I think, is I'm trying to think of how I can post a link somewhere that's great for you guys. You know what? This is so important that I think I might post a link just on my blog links over to the side, because this is such a great resource. It gives you so much good information. And if you're not able to afford those amazing, expensive toys, and you're looking at the cheap stuff because that's just simply what you can afford, at least you know what you're dealing with, and you know the best way to use them, the best way not to use them. You know, if you look it up in their index, it gives you all that information. So yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do tonight before I go to bed, is make that up for you. And this is just a really a subject that needs to be so much more widespread. If you have friends of yours, if you have people you know who you actually talk about sex toys with, tell them this information because so few people know it. I mean, when I actually get into a conversation and get to the point where we're talking about sex toys with a friend of mine, it's not unusual for me to find out that they have some big jelly thing. And it's just disgusting. And part of the reason it's so disgusting for me is because I know how awful it is and how it's porous and it holds bacteria and it's not sterilizable and it's got phthalates and those toxic phthalates can leach into your skin and they're, oh, bad, bad. So there's that. But there's also the really cheap harnesses and things that they're out there because people don't have much money to spend and they're marketing to the people that want to avoid putting out the high dollar for a really quality product. But there's in-betweeners, you know? The really cheap ones, don't go for those. Read all your reviews. That's my advice. You know, if you are shopping on a website that has no reviews, then cut and paste the title of whatever it is, the name of what you're buying, and you put it in Google and put review after it. And a lot of times you'll find Amazon page. You'll find all kinds of different places if you look hard enough where people will be talking about the exact thing that you're thinking about buying. That is how to buy something because people will tell you. And the places that have the reviews, oh, sometimes you'll see a review on there that's all glowing and perfect. And I always suspect that those are canned ones. You know, you can almost tell which ones are more realistic and come from real people than other ones. But it's important when someone says, oh yeah, we bought one of those and for some reason part of it was melted. Well, there's your jelly toy, you know. Don't touch that thing with a 10-foot pole. I don't care if it's 1995. But again, if all you can afford is jelly toys, put a condom on them and use them. Don't use them for very long. Use them for a while and throw them away. So, all right, there's my rant. So I recently purchased a toy that's coming in the mail, and I'm really excited about it. After I did that double-ended dildo article, after I looked at all of those choices and thought about how my body works and what I like, what harnesses I already have that are compatible with the doubles and stuff like that, I ended up getting the Tango, which is from Happy Valley Silicone. It's coming in the mail, and I actually bought a WeVibe Salsa Bullet Vibrator to take the regular bullet vibrator that's in there out and put the WeVibe Salsa in there because it's much stronger, and it has like 8 different vibrational patterns. So I'm excited because this is coming in the mail, and I get to try it out and give you guys some feedback. It's probably not going to be until the beginning of September, if I have my dates right, but I will let you know what I think. And if anybody else has one, I'd love to hear from them, how they liked it. Okay, so please send me your questions, your stories, things you wonder about, things that happened to you and you were amazed and you just wanted to share it for the benefit of someone who is new at this. Send them all. You can follow me on Twitter, Ruby_Ryder. You can follow me on Facebook. You can subscribe to my blog. And I have a sale going on right now. I have an August subscription sale. The top of the line membership is usually $50 a year for the entire month of August. In honor of Anal Pleasure Month, I'm going to have that, I already have that subscription on sale for $30 instead of $50, which is a hot smoking deal, mostly because you get an erotic pegging story once a month for a year, plus that top of the line membership gets you all of the archive stories, which I believe number 26 right now. And now that I have my Blue Yeti, I will be recording these stories like crazy and putting them up as MP3s. All that's available for the top level membership, and then each story is going to be for sale for the people that don't have the top level membership. So that's all coming. I hope you guys are coming too. That deal, it's a deal, it's a steal, and for August it's real. So go for it. All right, it's another hot night, and recording these things, I close the windows and I turn off the fans to make it nice and quiet, especially with my Blue Yeti. Sounds like I'm going to go to bed with my Blue Yeti. It's the right shape, but I think it's a little too big. All right, until next week, take care, everybody, and I will be back again next week. It's Ruby Rider, Pagan Paradise.